Hello, people of the internet, this is Thunder Locust, and welcome to the end of 2023. We had a lot of good and bad things that has happened to us. There are a lot of people that has passed away. There are some good and bad games that has been released this year. And, you know, every year it's just one big roller coaster. We don't know if it's going to be all up. We don't know if it's all going to be down, but it shouldn't stop us from moving forward, discovering something that we might like, and, you know, be much more interconnected with everything around our world. And if you have done something good to yourself, and, you know, it is just something that you have wanted to do ever since this year, then that's good. If you have done something good for another person, that's wonderful. But you should never compare to someone who has done a lot of good things to others, to, let's say, you doing something for yourself. Since in our world, we usually need to take care of ourselves first before we can take care of other people. We should learn to love ourselves first before we should learn to, you know, give love to other people. This year, with the theme being me, I have discovered that. I learned to appreciate more of my world, of my surroundings. I started to appreciate more about the people around me. And I tend to, you know, be more grounded. Learn that, yes, this is a bad thing that has happened, but if I kept on dwelling on it, I won't be able to proceed further with or grow further as a person. And, you know, that is something wonderful. What I want you to do next year, for everyone listening right now, if you haven't started it, focus on yourself. But don't cut off any people. You know, if you have friends, keep in touch with them. Let them keep you grounded. If you have family members that you trust, talk to them. Or if you have people that can keep you grounded, keep your connections with them. But try to learn on loving yourself first. Try to learn on discovering who you are, what things you want to do, what hobbies you want to do. And slowly, you would develop into a much better person. Slowly, you would become someone better. And you should never hate yourself for doing that. I also want to say that it isn't the biggest loss if you think that, oh no, if I did this, then they might hate me. No. The only time that you should worry about other people hating you is if you have done something wrong. If you know taking care of yourself is the right thing to do, then do it. Never let anyone dictate that what you're doing for yourself is bad. I want everyone to know that the year might have ended, but the journey doesn't. If you don't know how to discover yourself, then go back. Use the lessons you have learned this past years as a way to elevate yourself further. You know, yes, you might be starting from the ground up again, but you already have that foundation from before. You have the blueprint of what you have done good, what you have done bad. And this year, try to learn from those. Try to correct your mistakes and try to do better with the things that you have done right. No one is perfect. Remember that. No one in our world is perfect. No one will ever be perfect. But though, if we look for perfection, if we look to better ourselves, if we look to have a better connection with the people we love, if we look to have a better connection on being a person who appreciates others, who give thanks to others, who sees others for what they can do, then maybe our world will become a better place. Yes, there's still gonna be bad people around. I'm not saying that you should look everyone at like someone is good. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if you know that someone can do good for you, then allow them to help you. If you know that something can do bad for you, cut them off. Try to lessen your communication with them. Discover yourself further. It's not a bad thing. And to be honest, my theme for next year would be discover. I would want to learn more. I want to do sketching. I want to discover, you know, creating stories. I want to discover on how to expand my podcast more. I don't want to be stagnant. It kills your imaginative side. It kills your kid side. And I don't want that to die. A lot of the things on how I interact with people is because the kid in me loves making that interaction. And what I can suggest is do the same. If you still have that kid in you, and you know that that kid in you doesn't hurt you, then let that develop. So if you can hear background sounds, I apologize. I don't really have a recording studio as of this moment. I'm still working with my phone as the years from before. But I'm actually trying to discover more people to do collaborations with. You know, I want to discover more people on what I can talk about. You know, I want to talk to cosplayers. I want to talk to people who do YouTube, who do VTubing. I want to talk to them. I want to expand my knowledge. I want to discover things. I want to discover how this world operates as a content creator. And maybe from them, I will learn. You know? And for me, learning would be a very wonderful thing. Our brain, yes, would get we would be much more dismissive about progress. Yes, I am cringing with every single TikTok trends that borrowed samples from the, you know, from my time. It sounds older than say my time, but around 2000s. Yes, that was 20 years ago, but come on. I am now becoming that grumpy old man who's, what are these kids doing? Back in my time, it's much better. I know that I tend to be that. But, and it's not but, it's actually why I want to learn more. There are trends that I will never understand. And a lot of people, even in Gen Z, doesn't also understand what that trend is. But I want to expand my knowledge. I want my brain to continue learning, to keep that mold fresh. I want to let my brain discover things that I haven't discovered before. And maybe I can, if I do learn from those, I will share it with you. You know, the best way to develop something is to share it with others. and I wanted to do that. So that's my New Year's theme. Discovery. I'm actually planning to make a new podcast. And you know that this right now, I know you're just listening, but I want my next podcast to be visual. I want you to see the things that I see with my own eyes. Me, yes, I will spoil it. It will be static picture, but you know, sometimes pictures can tell stories, and maybe that's my aim. But anyways, for those who are still listening to me after all these years, thank you so much. I apologize if I do go on hiatus, or you know, sometimes, but usually my work gets hectic. I know it shouldn't be an excuse, but here I am making it as an excuse. But anyways, see you next year, and Happy New Year to all of you. This is Thunder Logos 3, celebrating the end of 2023 and the start of 2024.